Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Sally, welcoming you back to another fine 2 hours of modern mainstream jazz here on The Feeling of Jazz. Of course, we're on every Sunday night from 9 to 11, and we hope to stick around. We've got 2 hours of great music ahead of us. I'm going to continue tonight with my salute to, I guess you'd call it installment two of my salute to that great tenor sax man, Ben Webster, always considered one of the three great tenor men in the early era of modern mainstream jazz, along with Lester Young and Coleman Hawkins. And I'm going to open up with an album that he cut with one of his soulmates. He cut quite a few albums with trumpet man Harry Edison. This is a tune called Used to Be Basie, written by Harry Edison. Of course, Harry Edison was with the Count Basie Band for about 12 years, from 37 to 49. 37 to 49. And this is an album called Sweets, and along with Harry on trumpet and Ben on tenor sax, we got the great Jimmy Rowles on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, and Joe Mondragon on bass. Let's listen to Used to Be Basie. that little swinger was called Used to Be Basie, written by the trumpet man that you heard on that particular track, Harry Edison. Of course, that's part of our salute to the great tenor man, Bebe Webster. And what's up next, Bill?
It doesn't get much better than what you just played. I'm going to go to a quartet sound of Scott Hamilton from a CD entitled Radio City, featuring him on tenor, Jerry Wiggins on piano, Dennis Irwin on bass, and Connie Kay drums, doing a tune entitled Wiggs Blues.
We'll be right back.
Some great tenor work by Scott Hamilton. And it was a tune, I think, written either by or for Gerald Wiggins, the piano player. It was Wiggs Blues.
I'm going to continue my salute to that great tenor saxman, Ben Webster, and do something from an album that was cut on the Impulse label. Actually, it was under the name of Oliver Nelson, who was the arranger and conductor on this particular track, and has a little big band, Thad Jones on trumpet, Phil Woods on sax, Pepper Adams on baritone sax. And this is a Neil Hefti item, which features Ben Webster, called Midnight Blue. Gorgeous thing that was written by Neil Hefti called Midnight Blue. This was from an album that was really, I believe, under the the name of Oliver Nelson. He was the arranger and conductor with that nice little group backing up Ben Webster on an album called More Blues and the Abstract Truth.
I think I've told you before, we never know what each other's going to bring in the way of music or artists, so I'm going to play something by the Count Basie Orchestra, and I'm sure with Ben Webster we're going to hear a lot of kind of Basie arrangements, but the name of this tune is Until I Met You.
Thank you.
to admit I could listen to Basie all night. That was Freddie Green's arrangement of a tune that we knew at one time as Corner Pocket, but it came up with a new name in Until I Met You.
I think that's when they, Sarah Vaughan, they put lyrics to it, and Sarah Vaughan sang the song, then they shifted it over from Corner Pocket. Anyway, I'm going to turn now to something by Ben Webster on a contemporary label, cut in October 1960. This is cut live at a jazz club in Hollywood called The Renaissance, and this is the title track of the title of the CD, Ben Webster at the Renaissance. Quite a little group. Jimmy Rawls on piano, Jimmy Hall on guitar, Red Mitchell on bass, Frank Butler on drums. As I always like to say, the Butler did it. And we're going to do a little thing written. They all have credit for this because it was just a head arrangement they made up on the stand. So they all get composer's credit on a thing called Renaissance Blues. Mm-hmm. It's just a straight 12-bar blues that I'm sure that they composed right on the stand. That's called an impromptu ensemble. They just they worked it out right there on the, right on the stand. It was Jimmy Rowles on piano, Jimmy Hall on guitar, Red Mitchell on bass, Frank Butler on drums, doing their very best to back up that great Ben Webster on tenor sax.
I'm going to play a vocal of singer Annie Ross of Lambert Hendrickson Ross. It's done in the studio with a band. I can't determine who the musicians were, but Johnny Spence has arranged this tune and conducted it. The name of the tune is Fly Me to the Moon. That was Annie Ross, Fly Me to the Moon, from a Fresh Sounds Records entitled A Handful of Songs.
I'll do a track from a CD reissue, two CD set, the complete Ben Webster, Harry Edison sextet sessions. Of course, Ben on tenor, Harry Edison's on trumpet. But this was originally issued on an LP called Some of My Favorites by Dave Garraway. I don't know if some of you old-timers out there would remember Dave Garraway. He used to be a nighttime disc jockey before he became, I think he was a host of the Today Show, early morning NBC show. But this was a compilation of things that Dave Garraway really liked when he was an old jazz DJ. And this is just a gorgeous thing that was written by Red Norville called The Night is Blue, that Ben Webster is on tenor sax, of course, Jimmy Rowles on piano, and Red Norville on vibes. This is just a beautiful thing. The Night is Blue.
Thank you.
beautiful tune written by Red Norville called The Night Is Blue. And you heard Harry Sweets Edison there on muted trumpet, Rawls on piano, the composer, Red Norville on vibes, and of course the great Ben Webster on tenor sax.
Mulligan played the first pianoless quartet at, I think, the Hague in L.A., and the reason that he did that is because Red Norville had his vibe set up and it had to take him down and put a piano on the stand. Beautiful arrangement. I want to finish out my portion of today's, or this evening's feeling of jazz with something by Red Garland, who's one of my favorite piano players. He's backed up by Coltrane on tenor, Donald Byrd trumpet, George Joyner on bass, and Art Taylor drums, doing a tune entitled Our Delight.
Thank you.
certainly my delight to bring you a Red Garland's tune entitled Our Delight.
Well, this is Kent Winkler, along with my co-host Bill Satterley, and you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour, and we're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. We're going to have another hour of fine modern mainstream jazz right after you get updated on the national and local news. We're going to close out our salute to Ben Webster in the first hour here with something from an album called The Soul of Ben Webster. And I think we've got Hank Jones here on piano. Let's listen to When I Fall in Love. Thank you.